Good morning.
What a beautiful morning it is in Southern California. I can't imagine any place I would rather be. And also good morning to the military soldiers that we have amongst us and those around us that are protecting our country. We join you in protecting those values of our country. Good morning to Recruit Class 509. And good morning to the family, friends, and loved ones who have supported the calling of this recruit class. The importance of that support, perspective, and grounding can't be overstated. Remember it. Hang on to it. My father, sitting behind me today, a former deputy chief of LAPD, stood with me 27 years ago and sits with me today. That support is as important as the peace officer powers you will have when you walk off of this field for your own career survival. You're about to enter one of the most noble professions in our country at a time when the value of responsible and constitutional policing is being highlighted from the battlefields and distant lands to the towns and cities we work in. And that's because cops count and police matter. That's a mantra that we all know and we all believe in. Everyone behind me believes in that mantra. It's through the toughest times that we learn the most, and we've learned many lessons from the past not to be repeated in our future. LAPD is in a good place today. We've had 7 years of strong leadership, innovations, and accomplishments. We have deepened our footprint in American policing, and we have the attention of our international partners. We are now in transition, preparing for our new leader, soon to be Chief of Police Charlie Beck, a leader who has grown up on this department, cares about the people who make it work, and respects the potential of constitutional law enforcement and public service. The next 5 years will be nothing like the past 5 years. We are headed toward even greater challenges. And you've been accustomed to that challenge. Over the past 6 months, you've been tested physically, intellectually, emotionally. And as a result, you've earned the right to stand on this field. Your reward is the acknowledgement that the city is entrusting you with the authority to police. An awesome responsibility. You have new powers and a new title. Your Los Angeles police officers. Honor that reward and be prepared for your next call to action. You'll be a hero to some, you'll be an enemy to a few, and a beacon of hope to many. Your real life challenges begin today. In less than 36 hours, most of you will be preparing for roll call, meeting your first partner, rolling to your first radio call, making your first arrest, or consoling a grieving mother who lost her son or daughter. Remember this, that every time you step out of your police car, someone is looking to you for your leadership. And no matter what your rank, you're a leader. It'll be an exciting time for you, as the past 27 years have been for me. However, policing's not what it used to be. The police of today need to be capable of both strategic and operational thinking. They must have the tools to quickly adapt to the threats that include terrorism, gangs, narcotics trafficking, organized crime, and other criminal niches that create pathways to criminal networks. That's what we're good at. That's the art of policing. How we position American law enforcement for this next evolution of policing will be critical to our effectiveness in not only protecting America from the outside threat, but will be the catalyst to improve the quality of life in our communities by further driving down those crime rates. And yes, they can be driven down further, a lot further. Improving the physical stature of communities and continuing to leverage neighborhoods and government to partner with us. We can't do this alone. We're facing an increasingly complex set of problems with the emergence of globally coordinated criminal networks and national security threats. Modern-day criminals have proven themselves to be transnational in reach, linked by sophisticated networks, and highly adaptive in their thinking. We need to be equally adaptive. We need to be better than they are. And we need to be networked. We're one team. We are one team. And that team must always include the communities we serve, those who govern our city, our civilian board of police commissioners, and the partnerships that we have formed and nurtured under our philosophy of community policing. You're a big part of this team. Don't forget what inspired you to get here. And don't forget your purpose. Never forget your purpose. Keep your badge polished and your boots shined. I love this profession and I respect its potential to impact change and how people's lives can be improved by your work. Chief Bratton has earned a place in history as a great American police chief. His legacy will be found in the degree of safety and harmony that has been established in our city. Yet that harmony still remains fragile, and there is still much to do. The authority to police this city comes from the people you serve. We serve. The essence of policing is to transcend that responsibility to the communities. Police are the people, and people are the police. This is our force multiplier. This is what we need. This is what we can never let go of. The rule of law. This applies to everyone. All of you. All of us. In A Man for All Seasons, a play about Sir Thomas More, who was a law enforcement officer in England. He was a leading Renaissance humanist, an English lawyer, a scholar, a respected statesman who is portrayed as the ultimate conscience. There's a scene in this play where Sir Thomas More's son-in-law objects when he releases an enemy because he has violated no law. The son-in-law says that he would cut down every law in England to get to the devil. And Sir Thomas More responds, "And when the last law was down and the devil turned around on you, where would you hide?" Remember that no matter what your degree or title, your highest rank is the reputation of your name. Make it unsellable. We are one team. We need all hands on deck. You are the next generation of the LAPD. You are all leaders. Lead today and every day of your career.